Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another week. We've got a lot going on today. We've got stories from around the Midwest. We're going to talk a little bit about pheasant, what it's looking like for 2025. We're going to talk about also CWD confirmed in a county in Michigan for the first time in that particular county. I tell you what, lots of stories coming up, and I'm hoping to get to a story I've held on for a week or two, coping with lure addiction. It's a fun story, and I think we all, if you're a fisherman, you've lived there before, so hang tight. That and more coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hey, Ava, what's going on?
You know, just enjoying the beautiful weather. What a great way to wrap up the month. I have no complaints.
Primarily in an absolute wind by the hour, directional characteristics
I don't really need all that.
Yeah, well, it's for deer hunting?
Yes. So that's this extremely is not crucial. On your list of things to talk about, but...
We're free-flowing here.
We are getting closer to... hunting season, right? Full blown.
Everything.
My husband was looking at, you know, like DeerCast and all those other different apps.
Yeah.
To kind of like gear you and like trying to find one that's not so expensive because the subscription is for a year and you use it for 2 months.
Well, They have to sell value. Come on.
Well, it can be anywhere from $30 a year to get the maximum package for $120. You're gonna pay $120.
They call it premium, you know.
Yeah, premium.
It's a premium package because you need to feel good about your purchase.
$120 to use this app for 2 months.
If you get a record buck, is it worth it?
I don't know, but my dad and Dustin were looking at their phones and seeing which one was better.
And so what was the reason that they're looking for the app? I know we've covered apps, so many apps on
because
the show.
Because there's subscriptions coming up.
Right. No, what I'm saying is, what are they looking for? Oh, what is their prime reason for using it? People want to know.
Okay,
inquiring minds want to know.
They use it for wind and mooning. Okay.
Excuse me?
I do believe they call it mooning, the moon phase. Like, where deer are moving.
I wanted you to clarify.
Okay. I getcha. Mooning.
Yep.
We're talking about mooning on the radio.
Talking about, yes.
Moon phase.
Right.
Yeah, so
which is a big thing in fishing as well.
Yeah. And
they call it the solar
temperature.
Tables.
But then they, like, you know, it tells you if it's a good day or a bad day. And
so, in other words, it's setting you up for success or failure.
Yeah.
Before you get in the woods.
Yeah,
four pieces
of information you're going to use for 2 months.
Or if you go out today, you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. It's a poor day. It's a great day.
It's a day to have a poor.
Maybe.
So they're not looking for the app to ride them with contour of ground or other.
I don't think so. And it's not even linked to like your webcams or anything. Like your webcam or your, trail cams.
Sailflow is the app you need to use. It's hourly. And not only is it hourly. It's hidden behind the phone. There you go. And not only is it hourly, it's directional velocity, gust, precipitation, humidity. Yeah.
What is it called?
Sailflow.
How much is it a year?
Here's the catch. It's free.
What?
Oh, there's a big circle on that one.
Does it tell you the moon phase and if it's a good or a bad day for deer moving?
I haven't looked at that part, but I think it does. I think it gives moon phase. For $120 for moon phase, you can find it other places.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's my take on it.
I think they did to get what you want. It's like $60 a year.
Well, when we go to break, I'll look it up and tell you.
We need the moon phase, and we need if it's a good or a bad day. That's what we need.
Well, and you could just have a friend tell you, just, hey, am I going to have a good day? You're going to have a great day today. That's all you need to have is a friend that's positive.
You'll have a better day if you actually sit than if you don't sit. Well, it's like people that go to the casino. You don't win unless you play.
Well, there is that. And, of course, there's the mooning thing, too. And that's always mooning. Brings an interesting aspect to it.
We need the mooning.
The sonar tables, which is
for free. We're mooning for free.
Well, and it does happen where you're looking at the feeding characteristics on fish. It happens. There's a major and a minor feeding.
Yeah.
So, speaking of minor or major feeding, we're not going to dinner. We're just going to take a break. We will be back. And we've got lots to chat about. Hang tight. Welcome back, guys and gals, and anyone in between. We are here hanging out, and we are gonna be looking forward to a good show, but we always like to have you guys check us out on Facebook and where else, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Absolutely, and you know what? Like us, please, on Facebook. It's always a good thing. It's always good for you. It's good for us, especially.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I say it's mutually beneficial.
There you go.
For all parties.
Yep, it definitely is. Especially this time of year, you're going to be able to find a lot of cool stuff. If you're looking to go watch the leaves, I believe most all DNR/Game Fish and Parks publish the leaf trend. If you want to go somewhere and see where the leaf color changes are the best, when, where, and how, you can look that up there too. So,
I hear up north is pretty good right now.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. It'll be good right up until we get that 70-mile-an-hour wind that usually happens this time of year, and then everything goes to crap. So that's kind of an entertainment piece.
Yeah,
so
you get that one gusty day, and it's all over.
Yep, exactly.
It's all she wrote.
Yep, all she wrote. Well, jumping into it, story comes out of Michigan. There is a CWD, you talked about at the top of the hour, CWD confirmed in a Michigan county, and happens to be the 16th Michigan county where chronic wasting disease has been identified in the wild deer population. That's the wild deer population, according to the Department of Natural Resources. The adult doe happened to be, in this case, was found acting ill and did test positive for the disease. CWD finding was confirmed by the Michigan State University Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. They work with the DNR, and the sample will be sent to the U.S. Agricultural National Veterinary Services. And CWD is a fatal neurological disease. I think many people have heard about it. If you haven't, it affects white-tailed deer, elk, and moose. To date, has also been detected in other counties in Michigan, in Clinton, Dickinson, Eaton, Gratiot, Hillsdale, Ingham, Ionia, Isabella, Jackson, Kent, Acosta, Midland, Montcalm, and I'm going to get this wrong, Ogama.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
And Washtenaw. I believe I got that one right, but if I butchered it, please
send an email.
Be kind and let me know.
Send us an email and let us know.
Exactly. It's also a slowly developing disease, spread slowly across area. That's one of the things that's come up in Wisconsin. And it's been a highly debated, how do I want to put it? The reason I'm at a loss for words here is because it's a contested piece of information. And we had found that last year there was counties in Wisconsin that we suddenly weren't seeing reporting, or the reporting had diminished. We thought it was because there weren't as many showing up. It turns out that they
just weren't doing it, right?
They weren't reporting it.
Right.
And I think the reason was is that those counties had said, you know what, we're not going to worry about reporting it. We don't want people to be scared off in hunting. That's one possibility. That's an assumption that I made and that we made. But, you know, that's one of those
things. Yeah, I don't think we ever really got a true reason why.
No.
We just weren't.
No. And
but they are now, right?
No.
No? Okay.
So, it like I say, it's one of those controversial things. And there's more controversy around CWD than I can imagine. You know, they've talked about it passing to humans, which has not been any real evidence of that.
What about like cows and stuff, domesticated herds?
It has not, from what we've seen. So
that's good news.
But in this case, the Genesee County, they were under focused CWD surveillance in 2022, and approximately 300 deer were tested. None of them had been positive in 2022. They happened to test deer that appeared sick whenever possible. The 2.5-year-old doe tested positive. It was reported very skinny and drinking continuously, and walked directly up to conservation officer who responded to a public report of that. And that's one of the best tools to anybody in the audience. If you see a deer that is walking up to a house or standing in the front yard, is not spooked by you driving by or driving up, report it, because odds are that will be a animal that is probably either in the throes of or under complete the sickness of the CWD. So important, because the sooner you can move those out of the herd or the area, the less chance you're going to have of the spread. And as the report goes, that was a report, public report. Deer that appear lethargic, disoriented, lame, or unresponsive are good candidates for CWD testing, although these symptoms are characteristic of deer affected by other situations as well. You're going to find that seeing these things are important to let the authorities and DNR know ASAP. So that's a
good reminder.
Yeah, it is.
Especially now that people are going to be out there.
Yeah, since chronic wasting disease it first detected, how long ago do you think it was first detected?
10 years ago.
Wow.
Who's
spot
good?
On.
Who's good?
2015, more than 110,000 deer have been tested for CWD in Michigan through many efforts and responding to public reports, of course. In this case, more than 144,000 wild deer have been tested. In this case, in an effort that was in 2022, 263 were positive identified. So that's kind of a interesting piece of the puzzle. More than 3,200 submitted samples have yielded 56 additional confirmed positives. So, yeah, important here. Anytime you see a deer with that, get a hold of those appropriate in your area, whether it's a game, fish, and parks, DNR, whatever it might be. Make sure you reach out to those folks and let them know that you have witnessed and seen somebody that or an animal that has those symptoms. Important there. Also, As a precaution, U.S. Center for Disease Control Prevention recommends that infected animals not be consumed as food by either humans or domestic animals. Hunters are also reminded to use caution when field dressing or processing a deer. Rubber gloves, minimize contact with the brain or spinal tissue, wash hands with soap and warm water after handling any parts of the carcass, and, of course, dispose of the deer carcass properly. Important, of course, that to reduce any exposure at that point. So,
well, you mentioned pheasants. Is this going to be good news or bad news? I'm looking for some good news here. Okay.
Good news is we're going to get as far as we can get. Lots of reports we got across the Midwest. We're going to start with, obviously, everybody is looking for a positive report coming out of South Dakota. That's a big one. No one's going to argue South Dakota's got the reputation of being one of the best, if not the best, hunting states in the nation. In 2024, there was 140,000 hunters. There was more than 1.3 million birds harvested, and the highest in 13 years, with another 380,000 shot on private reserves. And all indications, 2025 will meet or surpass the 24 numbers.
Awesome.
And they said it's looking like one of the best falls in a long time, which is a big thing. Record number of birds last year with solid carryover due to mild, dry, and open winter are significant to a good equation. And good rains at the right time really help that a lot, especially the young year birds, because they need that water rather than migrating to a spot. They usually have it off leaves and whatever else and dew and that kind of thing. So hunting season in South Dakota runs October 18th to January 31st, 3 roosters per person, and the first week of the season is resident only. North Dakota, second easy winter in a row, little snow and mild temps result in pheasant overwintering success. We've had 2 really easy winters, said one of the spokesperson for North Dakota's upland game management. Added the timely rains again there also helped, and optimism in North Dakota is high. Excellent nesting. The brood rearing habitat conditions were experienced throughout the state, and the southwest and southeast showing particularly strong results. 6% increase in crowing counts. That's good. Southwest region shows 31. Now, I have to laugh all the time. The Southwest region shows 31.1 crows per stop. Because you know what they do. They drive to a spot, get out of the car, and listen for crow. Listen for the deer crowing.
Oh, okay.
Which, yeah. And a lot of time it's done by the mail service. Up from 28.8. So 31 now, 28.8 in 2024. Highest since 2016. And so, yeah. That's much better. Minnesota, the expect to see banner year for pheasants with weather and obviously habitat, etc., being a plus. The roadside surveys were up 50% from 2024 and 21% above the 10-year average, according to the DNR. Increase in pheasant numbers across the state is great news. Acting game upland game research scientist says a mild winter helped. Everybody's saying the same thing. The overwinter survival of hens and drier and warmer spring created better conditions for nesting and brood rearing. There were 75 birds per 100 miles of roads driven during the survey compared to 51. That's a huge number. Can you believe that, Ava? 75 versus 51.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Big number. The Southwest region is 189% increase from last year's highest. East Central was next with 82%. And it showed that there were 81 broods per 100 hens this year, an increase of 77 broods per 100. Wow. That's
awesome.
A huge deal, because it has been declining due to the wet spring conditions in past years. Net gain of 106,000 acres as well protected habitat through state and federal programs. So that's over 2024 even. So lots of good positives coming there. 2025 is going to be a great year to take advantage of a pheasant in the area. October 11th to January 4th is the season. 2 bird daily limit, possession limit of 6, and then that's until November 30th. And December 1st, bag increases to 3 roosters with a possession limit of 9 until it ends. And we have time for one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Wisconsin? Might as well go to Wisconsin, right? Oh, you know what? No, people want to know Iowa. Iowa's a big...
All right.
Iowa's a big one.
Sorry,
people
Wisconsin.
People go to Iowa. We'll get to Wisconsin next
week. I'm sure Wisconsin's
Last winter was the fourth least snowy year in 138 years. Spring was normal for rainfall and temps, and they expect a good number of bird increase this year. And typically have the highest number of chicks. They hope the boom seen in 2023-24 may explode this year. There were 590,000 pheasants harvested in 2024. 463,000 birds went into the bag, the most since 2007. They hope 2025 is as good, if not better. October 25th through the 10th, daily bag of two roosters, possession limit of four. Now we can do Wisconsin, now that we have enough time for that. Wisconsin, we're back on the board. You've been put back on the roster. That you were not in the on deck anymore. Other states, of course, in the Midwest, significant increase in all of the crowing counts. It seems like everybody has a different way to measure them. The count survey of 0.62 per transect stop to 0.81 this spring, second consecutive year above the five-year average. Northwestern part of the state saw the highest abundance. East Central was the lowest. Wisconsin also stocks about 75,000 birds from the state game farm and more than 80 properties statewide. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. How does that go? They're going to be releasing birds once before the season, then twice a week for the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season. After that, birds are released about once a week until the opening of deer gun season. The DNR also stocks about 2,800 pheasants on 25 properties across central and southern Wisconsin over 2 days during the week of the 16th of December. They also provide 16,000 day-old rooster chicks to conservation clubs enrolled in the program. Yada, yada, yada. The pheasant season in Wisconsin runs October 18th through January 4th. Bag limit of one rooster on opening weekend, two rooster bag limit from October 19th through the end of the season. And Michigan, obviously we've got a station in Michigan. Give you guys your report. How does it look in Michigan? The forecast, believe it or not, was not available when this was printed. But the agricultural areas of the Thumb Peninsula and Lower Peninsula, they'll be the best hunting habitat, keys to success. The season split into three zones. Lower Peninsula, Zone 1. Upper Peninsula, October 10th through the 31st. 2 and 3, the Lower Peninsula, they open October 20, run through November 4th. There's also late season in Zone 3, December 1 through January 1, and the bag limit is two roosters for in possession. Let's see. Kansas is also a cool destination. Crowing counts, same trends as most of the other states, 49% increase from last year. Weather was all over the board. They had heavy rain, average winter precipitation. But they're a little, they're actually not sure what to expect in Kansas at the moment from the Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. They're optimistic that they'll have good numbers, but they're not sure of exactly what they will be. That season in Kansas runs November 8th through January 31st, and a bag limit of four roosters and possession limit of 12 birds. I have hunted Kansas, and I'll tell you, it was crazy because the season when I went, we went when it was frozen. The roads were, you know, dirt roads were somewhat frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thawed out during the day and they had moisture. There's no binder in the road. So when you drive a road that's gotten frozen and then it's thawed out with warm water or warm temperatures, let's just put it this way. The truck was caked with the gumbo. And it is gumbo. It sticks to everything. The whole underside of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come off. If you don't get it out of the vehicle before it hardens, it becomes part of your truck.
Yep, unfortunately. Carry it with you.
Exactly. Well, big, big stuff coming up next week, guys. We're going to have Mike Wankoff. He's the vice president of Trika Fishing. an incredible story, and it is a new fishing rod that's out and pretty amazing from iCast. I saw it. So for Ava, myself, and Don, we are the Valley Outdoors. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Of course, be safe, but enjoy the outdoors and bring a friend. Have a little fun. Have a good one. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.